Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. Every Sunday from 7 to 8 o'clock here on WMAL, I bring you the truth in real estate, plus information relevant to seniors 50 and over, everything about buying, selling, everything in between, plus how to right size when the time comes to make a move. So today, it's appropriate for me to have my friend Stuart Rosenthal on the show, as always, but remotely. He's at his expo. Yes, the Beacon Newspaper Expo, which is being held at the Ballston Commons, right?
Right.
All
in
right.
Arlington.
In Arlington, yes. And it's right there at the Metro, very close, like a block away, I think.
That's right.
And tell us about the expo. Who's going to be there? What it's going to be about? We had the Silver Spring one last week, a great fanfare, a lot of fun, good speakers, and great information to be had.
Well, it's the same kind of thing at this expo. We're doing it in Virginia because a lot of our readers are in Virginia when it's closer by, and also because, honestly, a lot of the businesses are more based in the Virginia area, along with the nonprofits and government agencies that are exhibiting. So if you're a Virginian or DC-er, it's a great place to come as well today. And even if you're from Maryland, you can still come and enjoy the health screenings and flu vaccines and entertainment and our speaker. And in fact, we have a marvelous speaker. This is the first time we've actually had a best-selling author as our speaker. We have Gail Sheehy, who is known for having written that classic book, Passages, many, many decades ago, but she's written 17 other books since, and she's recently come out with her memoir. So she'll be talking about her life and her memoir and a new project she has called the Daring Project, which is really intended for older women, to tell their stories of how in their life they've taken daring steps that have made a difference both for them and for others. And she's gathering these stories from people and is going to probably write another book about it. So we're excited to have her as our keynote.
Wow, that's great. Well, and she's not somebody that I've heard before. Have you read Passages or know?
Yes, and I've heard her speak several times. She's very, very good.
Huh, great.
Yeah.
And some of the people that you might run into at this event, not only will I be there this afternoon for a little bit, we'll have a table, the Eric Stewart Group will have a table there, and you can pop by and say hi to us, and you can pick up some of our free material there. Plus, Widow Care will be there, which is this nonprofit to help widows and widowers in distress, if you want to pop in and say hi. And then there's really going to be, you know, hundreds of people that will be attending.
And dozens of exhibitors. Actually, I can tell you about a few of them. I mean, they're going to be, you know, housing services for people who are looking to move into other facilities, either independent living or assisted or continuing care. There's, for those who want to stay in their homes, there'll be services to help them remodel their home for aging in place and home improvement. There are healthcare services of all sorts, vascular, chiropractic, hearing, radiology, health insurance, those kinds of things. Home healthcare services, elder law attorneys, travel and entertainment venues. So there's a lot of things for everybody.
Wow, that's great. All this information. By the way, if you're online, go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. That's thebeaconnewspapers.com to get information. Come out to the Ballston Commons, to the mall, and stop by and find out all kinds of great information for you. If you're thinking about downsizing, this is a great place to go. You'll find communities that will be there to discuss what they can do, where they are, not just here in the local region, but also outside of the D.C. area. And it's always nice to come to one spot and have everybody there as opposed to having to go visit all kinds of things. And
speaking of which, we also have all these health screenings in one spot, too. We'll have blood pressure and glaucoma testing, and also, for the first time, abdominal aortic vascular testing and carotid artery testing. So those are new, and we'll have flu shots, not only the regular flu shot for those who want, but the high dose for those who are 65 and older, which is considered to be much more effective. And CVS is providing those. It's free with a Medicare card or insurance.
Wow.
And we have very exciting entertainment as well this year. We have the Ms. Virginia Senior American winners from 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2015. It'll be quite a production. Broadway-style dance, country and western hits, opera even, and a Michael Jackson tribute. So you're in for a treat.
Well, that's great. Stuart Rosenthal, thanks for joining me from the Ballston Commons, from the Beacon Expo. That sounds like a wonderful review, and we'll look forward to seeing you today.
Thanks. See you later. Take care.
Okay, you too. I'm so happy to have Bill Van Dyke with me. As you remember, Bill's been on the show. He's from Paradigm Home Mortgage. And Bill is the owner of this company. He's been in business for over 25 years and has owned this company through thick and thin, through the difficult times in the mortgage industry. You've stayed strong and healthy, and that's just a great testimony. Certainly, as we all know, the challenges that we faced in 2007, 8, and 9, and so many companies went under. You are offering a very popular review. We call it the 10 minutes to save 10,000 or even tens of thousands of dollars, Bill. Tell us about that.
Thanks, Eric. We've found that over 1 in 3 people can benefit from reviewing their mortgage, spend 10 minutes to see, is this the best it could be for me? It turns out that your mortgage, your home, is really your biggest asset and the biggest item on your balance sheet. Could it be restructured to be more advantageous to you? Some people have accumulated other debts which they could consolidate. Others are in great shape and can borrow cash out for other investments such as a second home. Some are just refinancing to save money. But is it worth 10 minutes to see if you are one of those three?
Bill, that's excellent. I know as you're listening to today's show, if you don't have a mortgage, this probably does not apply to you unless you're thinking about taking a home equity line of credit out or possibly purchasing a second home. Regardless of what your intention is, borrowing money is a tool in life. That's all it is. And the less expensive that tool costs you, the better it will be for you and for your family in the long run. If you can take 10 minutes and save tens of thousands of dollars, I brought Bill on because he is saving our clients tens of thousands of dollars. I want him to do the same for you. So, Bill, how could they reach you?
You can reach me at 301-941-1992 or through our website, gotoparadigm.com. Email me at bill@gotoparadigm.com.
Speaking of review, tell us about a couple of people you've recently reviewed. What were the situations and what did you do to help them?
Well, they widely vary. The most common is that people have a higher rate of interest than is available today. Rates have dropped again since Labor Day to below 4%. So most common is people just saving money on their monthly payment. Second is people who have acquired some debt on their credit cards, sometimes student loans, or just paying college tuition can be challenging. But people have equity in their home, which they can utilize for that purpose. Another instance that we've seen is people here in the local area who have a lot of equity in their home, and they want to buy a second home, mm-hmm. in this example at the beach, and they borrow the money versus the equity in their home, get a lower rate of interest, and they're able to go in a stronger position by telling the buyer and their agent, we can pay all cash.
You mean the seller, right?
The seller.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My mistake.
No, that's fine. So, in fact, your buyer is someone taking a cash position in the purchase offer, and they're able to win the opportunity to own that house. If there's more than one person who's competing for a particular property, or let's say you have a $350,000 place at the beach, you're thinking about buying a single-family home, patio style, you know, no basement, and maybe it's maybe it's a mile, 2 miles, maybe it's 10 miles from the beach, or maybe it's right on the water in a condo. Regardless, if you can come in and say, I'll pay cash, and you can say that, you will get a discount. As my broker used to say to me, Charlie Llewellyn, I worked with Llewellyn Realtors for 25 years before Long & Foster acquired the company. He said, cash is king. There is a real benefit, and it can be at least a couple $1,000s on a negotiation for you to come in and buy cash. Or if you're competing, you'll defeat the other offer, which would require appraisals and other things that you wouldn't need. So definitely give Bill a call if you want to do a mortgage review of your current situation, any dreams you have for second homes, that kind of thing. Bill will talk you through it. You can call him again. That number is
301-941-1992.
That's 301-941-1992. And your website is gotoparadigm.com. That's GOTOPARADIGM.com. As you know, Bill is a guest on our show regularly, and I'm grateful for his sponsorship. He helps me to bring all that I have here each Sunday morning to you, my WMAL audience. And so many of you listen to me and have been listening to me, and I've just started my 12th year. Can you believe it? 12 years on the air here at MAL. I'm thrilled that that you have stayed with me, that many of you get up on your way to getting your coffee or whatever's going on in your life, and you spend a little bit of your morning with me. Thanks for doing so. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with more of The Eric Stewart Show in just a second.